WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your resident overthinking whisperer and self-love enthusiast. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of shame? You know, the one with all those shoulds, have tos, and past mistakes weighing you down. We've all been there, trust me. But guess what? Today, we're tackling that baggage head-on and learning how to finally let go. Because self-acceptance isn't about perfection, it's about radical kindness towards ourselves, flaws and all. Think of it like this. Your inner critic is like the denying roommate who constantly judges your every move, the one who says things like you should have done better or that was so embarrassing. But what if you could finally say peace out to that roommate? That's exactly what we're going to do. Let's dive into five powerful takeaways that will help you ditch the shame and embrace self-love. First, recognize that shame is a liar. It thrives on distorted thinking, twisting your experiences, and making you feel small. It whispers in your ear, convincing you that you're not good enough, worthy of love, or capable of achieving your dreams. But let me tell you, friend, that voice isn't the truth. It's just a pattern of negativity you've been conditioned to believe. Next up, remember that everyone makes mistakes. Seriously, it's part of being human. We're not robots programmed for perfection. We're messy, complex beings who learn and grow through our experiences. Instead of beating yourself up over past blunders, view them as valuable lessons, opportunities to learn, adapt, and become even stronger. Now, let's talk about compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Imagine your bestie mess up, wouldn't you be there to comfort, encourage, and remind them of their worth? Do that for yourself. Be your own best friend, celebrate your victories, acknowledge your struggles, and never ever give up on yourself. Speaking of self-love, it's not just a fluffy concept, it's an essential practice. Make time each day to nurture your well-being. Do things that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or simply indulging in a hot bath. These small acts of self-care can have a huge impact on your overall happiness and sense of worth. Finally, remember that you are worthy of love, acceptance, and belonging just as you are. Let go of the need for external validation and focus on building a strong foundation of self-love. Surround yourself with positive people who support and uplift you, and don't be afraid to let go of relationships that drain your energy or bring you down. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? Like everyone else has it all figured out except for you. I used to fall into that trap myself, spending hours scrolling through social media, obsessing over perfectly curated lives and feeling inadequate in my own skin. But guess what? Those perfect lives are often carefully constructed illusions designed to make us feel insecure. The truth is, everyone struggles with their own insecurities and imperfections. Remember, you're on your own unique journey. Focus on your growth, celebrate your victories, and learn from your setbacks. Let's say you're preparing for a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and that inner critic is screaming you're going to mess this up. Instead of letting those feelings take over, practice some self-compassion. Remind yourself that it's okay to feel nervous. Everyone experiences anxiety sometimes. Focus on your preparation, visualize success, and trust in your abilities. And remember, even if things don't go perfectly, you can learn from the experience and grow stronger. So, my amazing listeners, let's recap. Shame is a liar, mistakes are learning opportunities, compassion is key, self-love is essential, and you are worthy just as you are. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words of encouragement. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. It helps other souls find their way to the space. And most importantly, keep practicing those self-love affirmations one step at a time. You can create a life filled with joy, confidence, and acceptance. Until next time, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.